We're getting started with it. That's right. It's the good stuff. And we're going to kick it off by talking about longtime sponsor, Tri-State Livestock News. They are everything a cattleman needs. They have all kinds of topics. They have information for successful breeders. They have information on rodeo news and exploring upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grain to performance horses, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, and you need to be checking it out. You can subscribe by going to TSLN.com and get yours every week. Stay informed.
A $1 bill met a $20 bill and said, "Hey, where have you been? I haven't seen you around here much." The 20 answered, "I've been hanging out at casinos, went on a cruise and did the rounds of the ship. Back to the United States for a while, went a couple of baseball games, went to the mall, that kind of stuff. You know, how about you?" The $1 bill said, "You know, same old, church, church, church."
Oh my, Cherry, oh no.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in the Valentine area. Winter's got a lot of things to do, whether it's an ice fishing trip, a fall hunting trip, that's kind of coming up right quick-like as well. And you can start planning next year's vacation. Create your family memories on the scenic Niobrara River or at the International Dark Skies Designated Merritt Reservoir area. Go to visitvalentine.com.
I have a piece called "Comes the Dawn" by Veronica A. Schaffstall. After a while, you learn the subtle difference between holding a hand and claiming a soul. And you learn that love doesn't mean leaning and company doesn't mean security. And you begin to learn that kisses aren't contracts and presents aren't promises. And you begin to accept your defeats. With your head up and your eyes open, with the grace of a woman, not the grief of a child. And you learn to build all your roads on today, because tomorrow's ground is too uncertain for plans. And futures have a way of falling down in mid-flight. After a while, you learn that even sunshine burns if you get too much. So you plant your own garden and decorate your own soul, instead of waiting for someone to bring you flowers. And you learn that you really can endure, that you really are strong, and you really do have worth. And you learn and learn. With every goodbye, you learn.
Something from Dave Penn that came in again. I had something from them on a previous program.
Yeah, not very long ago.
It's about newspapers and what kind of people read certain types of papers. And I thought maybe we'd feature some of those today. I don't know if I'll get through all three of them. But the Wall Street Journal is read by people who run the country. The Washington Post is read by people who think they run the country. The New York Times is read by people who think that they should run the country and who are very good at crossword puzzles. USA Today is read by people who think that they ought to run the country but don't really understand the New York Times. The Los Angeles Times is read by people who wouldn't mind running the country if they could find the time and if they didn't have to leave Southern California to do it. The Boston Globe is read by people whose parents used to run the country. The New York Daily News is read by people who aren't too sure who's running the country and don't really care as long as they can get a seat on the train. The New York Post is read by people who don't care who's running the country, as long as they do something really scandalous, preferably while drunk. The Chicago Tribune is read by people that are in prison, that used to run the state, and would like to do so again. The Miami Herald is read by people who are running another country, but they still need the baseball scores. The San Francisco Chronicle is read by people who aren't sure if there is a country or that anyone is running it. But if so, they oppose all that they stand for. They are occasional exceptions if the leaders could be in a minority. So they are not Republicans, as long as that. The National Enquirer is read by people trapped in line at the grocery store. And the Seattle Times is read by people who have recently caught a fish and need something to wrap it in. So some different newspapers. Don't forget your local newspapers out there as well. They're a great part of our communities as well as our great local radio stations as well. Kim, what do you have to wrap things up today?
This is written by Max Licato, pastor and author. When you're in the final days of your life, what do you want? Will you hug that college degree in the walnut frame? Will you ask to be carried to the garage so you can sit in your car? Will you find comfort in rereading your financial statement? Of course not. What will matter then will be people. If relationships will matter most then, shouldn't they matter most now?
You know, it's amazing how many pieces we get that kind of refer to that. You know, we let life pass us by so fast. So
yeah.
Enjoy
so
it.
We should be learning these lessons, everybody.
Enjoy the journey.
Yes.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.